Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of creatures become lost in the sun.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to late, great Dan Fogelberg. And I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Lee Branham, our longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Re-Engage, How America's Best Places to Work Inspire Extra Effort in Extraordinary Times. Lee, keepingthepeople.com, right?
That's right.
That's the website. We're talking about giving performance feedback, positive and not so positive, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get across the idea that what we really want is neutral feedback. In other words, giving people the facts about what you see. That's neutral. You know, it's neither positive or negative. It's just what the reality. Here's what I'm seeing you doing. And sometimes employees have a hard time agreeing with the reality that you see. So
give us some examples about neutral feedback. And doesn't neutral, if you give neutral feedback, doesn't it prompt a question to make them draw a conclusion from neutral feedback? Because it seems to me if you're given neutral, it could allow them to form an opinion that might not be, if you say, you know, if you give neutral feedback, well, I notice you're late today. Yeah, I like it like that.
No, that because that's only part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, negative feedback is saying you're always late. This is unacceptable, I'm not going to accept it anymore.
Right.
Because that doesn't really go anywhere, it drives you to vent, and it makes them defensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's negative feedback. Neutral feedback is simply saying the facts, I notice you were late again today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say why that's unacceptable.
Want to tell me about that?
Yeah, it's unacceptable because this is the problem.
So could you say, so I noticed you were late today, do you want to tell me about that, or is that the kind of behavior you think is acceptable in any company, or how would you follow that up?
Don't ask the employee to say, "Do you think that's acceptable?"
But if you say, "I notice you're late," what do you do after that?
You say, "This is something we have to work out a solution to. Let's talk about why you're late." Okay, and the employee says, "Well, my alarm didn't go off." Well, let's talk about getting you a new alarm. Or let's talk about you hitching a ride or with other people in the company that you make sure you get your ride.
Right.
Or if you're having car problems. You have to solve the problem. Okay? So you help the employee figure out what's standing in the way of being on time. Maybe staying up too late every night. Okay? I need you to do whatever you need to do to make sure you're up, have a ride, and get here on time, because if you don't, if this continues to happen, there's really no basis for a future relationship with you in this company.
So you go ahead and you ask them a neutral question. You help them come to the conclusion that's the problem.
No, you don't ask them a neutral question. You state
You state the neutral fact, and then you hopefully they'll come to the conclusion that's productive. And then you tell them the consequences if it continues.
Yeah, and then you mutually agree that this is what's going to happen from now on. Okay, you're going to get a new alarm clock. We're going to watch your punctuality between now and the end of the month. We're going to follow up to see how many times you're here and you're not here. And when they do arrive on time, you say, "Hey, great! Appreciate you getting here on time."
See, I don't know why, but this is why I don't. You know, I'm probably not the greatest manager in the world, but I'd have to say something like, "I noticed you were late." "Yeah, I was, boss." "Well, I don't know if you noticed, but other people were here when you got here." Wonder what they thought about you when you walked in late.
There's nothing wrong with that either. That's noticing. That's giving feedback.
Yeah.
That's neutral feedback. But you, at some point, you have to say, what impact is it having on the business? And you got to get the employee to understand and admit that he understands that's not a good thing.
How do you could you let your team take care of that? Could you have a team meet? In other words, if that person's got a manager, instead of the manager saying that, just say, okay, everybody just gather around here. Bill was late 20 minutes the third time in the last 2 weeks. Let's gather around here, guy. Anybody got anything I'd like to say to Bill about him being late? Could you do that?
You could do that, but that increases the defensiveness, and will make some employees want to fight. And defend.
I'm a little more hard nosed about this, I think, than you are.
Yeah. I'd go to the employees and say, you know, if you see Bill coming in late, I would appreciate your saying something, not just me saying it.
Yeah. Very interesting. Hey, Bill, hey, Lee, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Come back again real soon. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.